It's been more than 60 years since the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling Brown v. Board of Education, which judged separate public schools for black and white students in Topeka, Kansas, were unconstitutional. And yet, says Angela Onwuachi-Willig, schools are more segregated today than they were then. Her conclusion is supported by a study from the Civil Rights Project at UCLA. Onwuachi-Willig, a former finalist for a seat on the Iowa Supreme Court, says if the races are ever to come closer to understanding one another, the lessons have to start young.
If we could integrate schools more, we would get young people getting to know each other before their defenses have really gone up, before they have fully sort of all of these stereotypes embedded in their psyche.
Onwuachi-Willig says the separation of blacks from whites in schools, in neighborhoods, at many levels of society, leads to the creation of ugly stereotypes. And that, in turn, leads to situations like those in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island, New York, resulting in the deaths of young black men.
We see sort of the consequences of blackness being associated with criminality and black maleness being associated with danger, and in some cases even with sort of superhuman powers that have to be subdued with the most excessive forms of violence.
Onwuachi-Willig grew up in Houston, Texas, the daughter of Nigerian immigrants. She lived in an apartment complex filled primarily with African Americans and Latinos. But she says she had the advantage of attending integrated schools.
It doesn't mean that we always got along. For example, I went to a high school that regularly had racial riots. But I felt like I learned a lot just simply from being in that kind of environment.
She moved from that racially diverse community to enroll at Grinnell College. Upon arrival in the mostly white Iowa town, she was surprised to realize she carried her own set of embedded stereotypes.
It was the first time I'd ever seen a white person in a role as a janitor or a cleaning person. Never in my entire life. And where I grew up in the South were roles assigned for African Americans.
And then came the election of the nation's first black president, an event Onwuachi-Willig thought would show African Americans any job is possible.
I think it's incredible to be a child, to be born into a world or to live in a world where we have a black president and to live in a world where that's not viewed as odd.
The presence of Barack Obama in the White House has not exactly brought the nation together. Vast racial disparities in housing, education, jobs, and the justice system still exist. In fact, Iowa Chief Justice Mark Cady used his State of the Judiciary address to point out the disproportionately high number of blacks in prison. Almost 10% of black men in the state are behind bars, the third highest rate in the nation. Onwuachi-Willig says if progress is to be made toward racial harmony, society cannot take a colorblind approach.
So many people think that simply ignoring race is the way to get to it, and that's absolutely not the way to get rid of the disparities. The way to get rid of the disparities is to acknowledge it and to take it into account.
Onwuachi-Willig says if there is anything positive to come out of the high-profile killings of Michael Brown outside St. Louis, Eric Gardner in New York City, and the Florida teenager Trayvon Martin, it is that issues of race are now part of a national conversation. She says more people are beginning to understand how far we have to go in the U.S. to achieve complete racial equality. In Iowa City, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.